Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. Now, in this week's episode, I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words that will help you speak English confidently and fluently about the topic of technology advancements. We are living in a time where technology is really improving rapidly. So in order for you to be able to speak with confidence about this topic, you need to have the right vocabulary words. So this lesson is definitely for you. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, now this very first word that I'm going to teach you, we've actually looked at before. But I want us to look at it again because it is relevant to this topic of technology advancements, all right? The word after me, number one after me is algorithm. Good, excellent. Again, algorithm. Nice, very nice. So what does this word algorithm mean? Again, we're just reviewing a word that we went over in a previous lesson, all right? The word algorithm just refers to a set of rules or procedures for solving a problem in a computer, often used for data processing and automated decision making. We say it is an algorithm, algorithm. So check out these example sentences that will help you understand how to use this word more naturally, all right? Here's the first example sentence. Search engines use complex algorithms to provide relevant and accurate search results. They use algorithms to provide information. Next, financial institutions employ algorithms for risk assessment and investment strategies. And finally, learning programming often involves understanding how algorithms work to solve various problems. You got it? Again, we're looking at this word, the very first word, algorithm. Good, again, algorithm. Good, excellent. All right, so now we understand the word algorithm. We reviewed the word. I want us to look at the second word. The second word is actually more of like an expression that we use in English, but we say virtual reality or VR. After me, virtual reality. Good, last time, virtual reality. Excellent. All right. So what does virtual reality actually refer to? And notice when I say the word fast, the T doesn't come out. Virtual reality. Okay. Virtual reality is correct. But native English speakers, when we say this phrase fast, it sounds like this. Virtual reality. Excellent. All right. So what is virtual reality? Here's the long definition. A computer-generated simulation of a three-dimensional environment, often experienced through special headsets, providing a realistic and immersive experience. So recently, Apple actually came out with a product, and the product is actually VR goggles, right? And these goggles are kind of expensive. They're, I think, over $3,000, I think. But people can wear these goggles and they're basically transported into whatever the environment is that they have chosen, all right? So these goggles or these glasses, VR glasses, okay? We say VR, virtual reality. Good, all right, so here's the first example sentence and you'll hear me use this interchangeably, virtual reality and VR, okay? Virtual reality is widely used in gaming to create immersive and interactive environments. Similar, if you're watching the video, to the drawing that I drew a few moments ago of the Apple goggles, right? Apple Vision Pro. Next, VR technology is increasingly employed in training simulations for various professions. And finally, museums and educational institutions use VR to offer virtual tours and experiences. You got it? Excellent. All right, so once again after me, virtual reality. Good job. So we've learned two words so far, two terms. The first term was, yes, algorithm. And the second term, oh, nice one, virtual reality or VR. Good job. All right, now let's move on to the third term related to the topic of technology advancements. This third term is a term you probably have heard before. Cryptocurrency. Good. Again, cryptocurrency. Excellent. All right. Cryptocurrency. This just refers to a digital or virtual form of currency that uses cryptography for security and operates independently of a central authority, such as a government or bank. Now, cryptocurrency is a challenging topic in and of itself, but I'm sure you've heard about it online. Again, in many different countries, even when I was in South Korea, I had friends who bought Bitcoin, which is a type of cryptocurrency. It's not connected to the bank. It has a different independent information structure. So we say cryptocurrency. All right. So let's check out the example sentences. Here we go. The very first one, Bitcoin is a well-known cryptocurrency that gained popularity as a decentralized form of currency. Next, blockchain technology underlies many cryptocurrencies, ensuring transparency and security. And finally, investors often diversify their portfolios by including various cryptocurrencies. You got it? Excellent. So once again, number three, cryptocurrency. Good. All right. So we've learned three terms so far about technology advancements. So what was the very first term again? Good. Algorithm. Second, yes, virtual reality or VR. And the third one we just looked at, cryptocurrency. Excellent. Very, very good. All right, let's move on to the fourth term. The fourth term is biotechnology. Good. Again, biotechnology. Excellent. All right. Biotechnology refers to the exploitation of biological processes for industrial and other purposes. Once again, the exploitation of biological processes for industrial and other purposes. Now, in the second example sentence, you're going to see exactly what this is referring to. So I'm going to wait until we get to the second example sentence to go into detail then. All right. Here's the first example sentence. Biotechnology has led to advancements in medicine, agriculture, and environmental science. Next, here we go. Genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, are a controversial aspect of biotechnology in agriculture. This is why I wanted to wait to get to this one. We all have heard about GMO, genetically modified organisms, or GMO food products, right? Hey, this tomato was genetically modified. They worked around and then they tinkered with the biology and the biological processes, and they created this tomato. It's not natural. It's GMO, right? Okay, here we go. Let's look at the third example sentence. The pharmaceutical industry heavily relies on biotechnological research for drug development. You got it? Excellent. So once again, the fourth term is biotechnology. Good. All right. So we've learned four terms so far related to technology advancements. What was the very first term we learned again? Yes. Algorithm. Second, virtual reality or VR. Third, cryptocurrency. And fourth, biotechnology. Excellent. All right. Now let's move on to the fifth term related to technology advancements right there. Here we go. The fifth term is nanotechnology. Good. Again, nanotechnology. Excellent. Now, nanotechnology just refers to the manipulation of matter at the atomic and molecular scale, typically involving particles with dimensions of less than 100 nanometers. Something extremely small. Extremely small tech. We say nanotechnology. So let's check out the example sentences. Here we go. Nanotechnology has applications in medicine, electronics, and materials science. Next, nanotechnology materials exhibit unique properties that make them suitable for various high-tech applications. And finally, the development of nanotechnology's nanoscale devices has the potential to revolutionize multiple industries. Again, the fifth word we learned was nanotechnology. Good job. All right, so we learned five vocabulary words related to technology advancements. What was the first word once again? Algorithms, excellent. Second, virtual reality or VR. Third, cryptocurrency. Fourth, biotechnology. Fifth, nanotechnology. Very good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a paragraph. I'm going to read a paragraph, and this paragraph is going to include each of the words you just learned. So I want you to listen closely to see how the terms are used in this paragraph. Again, a paragraph talking about technology advancements. In today's fast-evolving digital terrain, breakthroughs are occurring daily. Biotechnology and nanotechnology dealing with the smallest scales of life and matter are revolutionizing medicine and materials science. Algorithms, the set of rules guiding computer processes, are driving innovations in research and problem solving. Virtual reality extends beyond gaming, offering more immersive experiences in education and training. Meanwhile, cryptocurrency, powered by blockchain, is reshaping how we view and use money. These advancements not only redefine our present, but also foreshadow endless possibilities for the future. Each of the words you learned today are found in this paragraph. Biotechnology, nanotechnology, algorithms, virtual reality, and cryptocurrency. Now, this paragraph that I just read to you that includes each of the five vocabulary words, I sent it out via email to thousands upon thousands of English learners so they can read it over and over again. And I also want you to have that opportunity. So don't forget to sign up for the free email newsletter at dailyenglishvocabulary.com. Every day from Sunday to Friday, I send out five new vocabulary words to help you improve your English vocabulary on a regular basis. My goal is to help you improve this year and to achieve your English goals. So don't forget to go to dailyenglishvocabulary.com. My friend, I will talk to you next week, and I'm looking forward to helping you improve your English vocabulary even more. I'll talk to you in the next lesson.